Now, straight from the headlines, bringing you our latest top newsmakers. This is Miriam Raftery with the East County Magazine radio show on KNSJ 89.1 FM, Descanso. Today, my very special guest is Joliana Giorgis. She is the new executive director of the Chaldean Community Council. Joliana fled religious persecution in Iraq, coming to America when she was just 19 years old and pregnant at the time. Connecting through other Chaldeans here, she learned about the Diego Valley Charter School, where she learned English and obtained a high school diploma. She went on to earn both a bachelor's and master's degree in counseling at San Diego State University, and now she's giving back to help other newcomers to America at the Chaldean Council, where she has expanded the nonprofit to help refugee and immigrant families in El Cajon, including during the pandemic, when the organization provided a lot of help to people in need. She's also the winner of the San Diego Metro Magazine's 40 Under 40 Award and an elected member of the Cajon Valley Union School District Board. Joliana, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Miriam.
What were conditions like in your homeland in Iraq that drove you and your husband to come to America when you were so young and 6 months pregnant at the time?
Condition in Iraq promoted us to come to America when I was 19 and pregnant. It was a difficult decision, but we couldn't stay there. It wasn't safe for us as a family.
Yeah, that's, I think, a very common experience for a lot of refugees coming in from around the world. So what was it like to arrive here in America as a newcomer who didn't speak English? And how did you survive and become so successful?
Arriving in America as a newcomer who didn't speak English was challenging. But the hard work and support from the community, we managed to thrive and succeed.
Good for you. And now I'd like to introduce one of our wonderful, talented interns, Danera Ramirez, who is from Grossmont College, where I know you worked for a long time. Danera has a couple of questions for you.
How did your time at Diego Valley School influence your life?
My time at Diego Valley School greatly influenced my life by providing me with a solid foundation and supportive environment.
How helpful was your time at Grossmont College in preparing you for higher education?
Grossmont College played a crucial role in preparing me for higher education, offering valuable resource and education opportunities.
So who does the Chaldean Community Council help?
We help everybody, not just Chaldean people. The doors are open for all people, all communities, whoever needs help with anything.
Can you tell us about some of the programs and the assistance the organization provides?
Sure. We do everything for people, like anything they need help with, from looking for job applications, reading their mail, reading their email, applying for medical, for CalFresh, CalWorks, applying for college, any help with any job application, anything. We help people, especially non-English speakers, mm-hmm. who needs help all the time, and they come to our center looking for help.
That's great. That's so important for new refugees and immigrants coming here. So what prompted you to start the computer literacy program and a program to help people find health insurance, Joliana?
Some programs provided include computer literacy training and assistance with finding health insurance. We started those programs to address specific needs within the community and promote empowerment and well-being, especially during challenging time like COVID pandemic.
Yeah, tell us about that. What were some of the things you did during the COVID pandemic to help the community?
During COVID pandemic, we collaborated with SDSU, other organizations, and health. We provided health information to people. We were trying to reach as many community members as possible to make sure people are getting the help during the pandemic.
That's great. So I want to introduce another of our wonderful interns from Grossmont College, Zarvan Ali, and Zarvan has some questions for you as well.
Hello. You're also an elected member of the Cajon Valley Union School District Board of Directors. What prompted you to run, and what's your experience been like serving as a trustee?
I run for Cajon Valley Union District as a board of director. to contribute positively of education and present the interest of the community. Serving as a trustee has been a good experience for me and also helping my community.
All right. And what ideas do you have that you would like to see implemented?
I have several ideas for improvement in the Cajon Valley District, including enhancing technology in a classroom and expanding access to the community, being that person who can connect the community with the district.
All right, and what are your future goals and aspirations, both personally and for the Chaldean Community Council?
My future goals include further improving education in the district and advising the initiatives of the Chaldean Community Council.
Yeah, that's all very important. So, Juliana, how can people get involved with the Chaldean Community Council if they want to help out?
People can get involved with the Chaldean Community Council by volunteering their time, donating resources, or participate in the event and the programs.
Great. And folks, you can find more information at chaldeancouncil.org. Juliana, I'm going to let you have the last word today. What else would you like our audience to know?
I would like the audience to know that their support can make difference in lives of individuals and families within the Chaldean community.
Very good. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to join us today on the East County Magazine radio show on KNSJ 89.1 FM Descanso, the network for social justice.
Thank you.